top universities. Equal the best choices.
She may look calm, but honor student Katie Rogers is in the biggest battle of her teenage life, trying to get accepted to an Ivy League school.
It's a life decision. It's a very, very important decision, and especially in my high school, college and the top colleges are stressed very much.
An investment in the future that starts with considerable cost, at least $55 for each of the 13 applications Katie sent out to schools like Princeton, Georgetown, Yale, and Cornell. It's all about opportunity.
People also see it as an entryway to the best job, not just the best education. So that by going to the best school, you're probably going to have the best access.
That's exactly why more students than ever from around the country and around the globe are sending a flood of applications to America's most competitive colleges and universities.
You don't know what the admissions officers are going to see when they read your application. And just the more schools you apply to, the better chance you have of getting accepted.
But those chances are growing slimmer by the year. At Harvard, 18% of all applicants were accepted in 1990. Last year, that number dropped to only 11%. The admission rate at Brown dropped from 23 to 16% over the past decade, and University of Pennsylvania, which accepted about 43% of all applicants 10 years ago, admitted only 23% last year.
They really are an amazing group of kids, and the hardest part of this job is to have to say no to so many very, very qualified students.
This year, a record-breaking 14,600 people applied to get into Yale for 1,300 slots in the freshman class. That means students have a 1 in 9 chance of making it. And the odds may be even slimmer than the numbers indicate. Most elite schools look for an SAT score above 1,400. Students who are in the top 10% of their class and who have challenged themselves with difficult classes. But even that's no guarantee.
For the most competitive colleges in the country, it does seem like being perfect is no longer good enough. The number of students with 800s on each SAT who don't get into the most selective colleges in the country is higher than it's been.
And the rules about what top colleges want have changed dramatically. In the past, schools courted only well-rounded students who excelled at most everything. Not anymore.
The trend has really shifted, and now they're very much looking for students who are very focused in a couple of areas and perhaps reach a national level, someone who reaches the Olympics or in an academic field like debate.
Author and college consultant Michelle Hernandez, who wrote A is for Admission, The Insider's Guide to Getting into the Ivy League, is a Dartmouth grad who also worked at admissions there for years. She says never believe college admission rates. Your odds of getting in are actually much slimmer.
Out of 100% of the class that they're admitting, a full 40% of every Ivy League and other highly selective college is taken up by specialty groups. So you've got maybe 17% to 20% of recruited athletes. That's a huge percentage of the class. You've got another maybe 5 to 10% of minority applicants. You've got legacy applicants, meaning that their parents went to that school. You've got VIP or development cases, which are either sons and daughters of famous people or ones who give an extraordinarily high amount of money to the college.
That leaves 60% of the class for students outside those categories. Admissions counselors say they read each of the thousands of applications at least twice and have had to expand staff to handle the growing demand. But the fierce competition at the so-called selective colleges doesn't apply everywhere.
There's plenty of room for kids in most places. And we see that once you get beyond the most selective schools, there are wonderful schools out there with places for all of our kids.
There is no university in this country, not even Vanderbilt, which I think is wonderful, that has a monopoly in turning out people who matter.
That's the first college lesson Katie Rogers has learned.
I'm confident that no matter where I'm accepted, I'll get a good education. I won't be, shortchanged in terms of academics.